This is Will's Band of the Week for February 7th, 2016. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with nobody, live in studio. Just me. Yeah, I hate to do these solo podcasts, but the alternative this week was either do this or do nothing. And we can't do nothing, right? We've got to give the listeners at least something every week. So, this is what you get. Remember, it's $0. So, I don't want to hear any complaints. So, so here's what we got going on. Well, first of all, Barrett, of course, is busy preparing for his visit to the Ipswich Bureau. Everything needs to be planned out just perfectly because it's a momentous occasion. Someday I hope to visit the Ipswich Bureau. It's sort of a, you know, it's one of those things, like a lifelong dream. You know, I haven't quite been to the Kitchener, Ontario Bureau, but I have been to the big city of Toronto, Ontario, and met up with Anurag there. Have not been to Melbourne or anywhere else in Australia. So we've got our goals. We need to get to these bureaus and get the bureau chiefs here too, right? Wouldn't that be cool? We should do it. Have them live in Fourth Bedroom Studios. I'm sure that would be a lifelong dream for them too. I would expect, at least. So, well, there might be music news. In fact, this is one of those weeks where there could be really significant music news, and I won't even talk about it because I'm recording this early. I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 3rd. It'll go up on Sunday. So who knows what I might have missed. But no significant music news items. Although, this is a funny thing. The internet tricked me. I saw this report and it said, Joe Cocker died. Oh, what a terrible thing. What a terrible string of rock and roll deaths we've had. I sent a message to Barrett and Chris and I said, wow, Joe Cocker died. Then I found out like 5 minutes later, he died like a year ago. And so somebody just highlighted it and then someone else got confused and then started to spread over the internet. That's dangerous, right? We probably talked about when Joe Cocker died a little over a year ago and I forgot already. So that's like kind of a bad thing, right? Okay, so as I'm recording this, no significant rock and roll deaths since I guess Paul Kantner was the last one. So we're still hoping to go for a while. So, so as Barrett preps for his visit to the Ipswich Bureau, I am prepping to a quick trip to New York City, where I will be on location for the podcast. Actually, I'm not sure what I'm going to find out this podcast related. I'm probably not even going to make it to Brooklyn because it's kind of a quick trip, and I'll be in the tourist mecca of Midtown Manhattan. I asked my rock and roll friends, are there any rock and roll things that I should see or do? And a couple suggestions were, there is a cool vintage drum shop that I'm going to plan on visiting. And also someone suggested that I could go pay my respects to David Bowie. And she sent me this picture of flowers in front of David Bowie's apartment building. And I thought, well, that'd be kind of cool to, you know, if I'm, my son and I are going and we're planning on doing a lot of walking. I'm sure we'll be able to cover pretty much the entire New York in a couple days. Most of it, of course. Anyway, if we happen to be in that area, I might stop by and check it out. I looked at the apartment building, and of course, it's pretty easy to find on the internet. And there are a couple apartments for sale in the building, and they cost $11 million. So you'd think that in a just world, we'd get enough revenue from the podcast that we could buy one of those, but we're not quite there yet. Still working on it. So this is going to be a simple and short podcast, and I'm just going to tell you about a couple of recent releases I've been listening to and thought they'd be worth mentioning. First one just happens to be a New York band. Of course, this is a band that moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom, and I'm sure you've never heard of that happening before, but these people we're actually in Albany, in a less populated part of New York State. And then, of course, they put together a band. And what do you do when you put together a band? You move to Brooklyn. It's a band called Florist, and they are fronted by a woman named Emily Sprague. And it is, this maybe isn't for everybody because it's really pretty, I think it fits that term twee, kind of a whispery voice and quiet and sensitive. And I think it's good, though. I'm giving it a positive rating. The new album by Florist is called The Birds Outside Sang. So let's start with track two, which is called I Was. Florist. The album is called The Birds Outside Sang. Okay, let's play another one. This is track six, the title track.
Coffee, but I
this florist. Okay, there's nobody here to talk to about this, so we're just going to keep playing some music. Track 7, White Light Doorway. Florist. One more thing about this album, it has a little theme. So when they moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom, there was a little adversity because apparently shortly after moving to Brooklyn, the front woman, Emily Sprague, she got in a terrible bike accident. So she was bedridden and just in horrible shape. And so of course, what do indie rockers do when they're bedridden and in horrible shape? They write songs, right? So some of it has that theme. So the one that's really specific is track 4. Let's play a little bit of that. It's called A Hospital and Crucifix Made of Plastic. Florist. Well, that's a good introduction to the album, I think. So, check it out. Okay, I've got one more. We're going to go back to an aging rocker. Or I guess two aging rockers. This is the I Don't Cares. And it's Paul Westerberg from The Replacements and Juliana Hatfield. So, if you're any sort of an aging rocker, you're familiar with these two people. But for all the young people out there, I will educate you. I don't think you need it. I don't think listeners to this podcast really need to be educated on this, but I'll do it anyway. Paul Westerberg, of course, was the leader of the Replacements, legendary Minneapolis band from, well, when would they have started? Probably the early 80s. And didn't we do a Replacements special? I think we did. Okay, so everybody has to know the Replacements. And so, you know, he's still rocking. The Replacements did a reunion for about, I don't know, did that reunion last like maybe a year or so? And then they, you know, then they re-broke up, kind of like rockers do. And so, and Julianne Hatfield, she had a band called Blake Babies, which was really great. We should go play some Blake Babies sometime. Then she's just done a lot of solo stuff that's been a little hit and miss, I think. So this thing, the I Don't Cares, to me, it really, it sounds like Westerberg a lot more than it sounds like Julianne Hatfield. To me, it sounds like a Westerberg solo thing, and he brought in her to do some backing vocals. It's not clear to what extent she's like playing instruments on it or anything. I think a good thing about it is that it sounds like a home recording, which I assume it is. And I think that's kind of good because a lot of old rockers, you know, they've got access to studios and everything, and they could make a slick recording. That's not really the way that Paul Westerberg does it. You know, he does like a raw rock and roll thing. So this album has 16 songs. It's actually kind of long. 16 songs and 52 minutes. And it's called Wild Stab. So let's play some of it. We'll start with track 2, Wear Me Out Loud. I Don't Cares. That's Wear Me Out Loud. All right, here's another one. Sorry for Tomorrow Night.
Sorry for tomorrow night. sorry for tomorrow night. I hope you will understand. I'm sorry for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't care. Sorry for tomorrow night. Yeah, listening to this kind of reminded me about how the Replacements and Westerberg definitely have a sort of a roots rock, country rock kind of thing, theme to them. And he's from Minneapolis, but he sometimes sings with this sort of drawl that almost makes it sound like he's from the South or something. So interesting, but it's a style that he's always had. So, okay, we're going to play another one. Track 12, King of America. Of America. That's the I Don't Cares. All right, let's play one more little blip. I got to make sure you get your $0 worth. That might be questionable this week. All right, this is the last track, number 16, Hands Together.
I attended Ty Cobb's funeral and managed to find and I went out dancing with Miss Garbo. Tried my best to not step on her feet. And the staircase is a mountain, and the window is a cliff. Cold.
That's kind of classic Westerberg, isn't it? Pretty good, I think. That's the I Don't Cares. So check it out. No word on whether they're going to play these songs live. I wonder if, I suppose you get an idea, right? If you're an aging rocker and you've gone a long time without touring and then your band goes on tour for a while, you probably get an idea of whether you like it or not. So I predict that will be the determining factor, but I have no idea what his intentions are. So that's it. That's all I've got. An abbreviated podcast this week. We hope to be back again next week with a full episode. I think we will. So everybody have a good week. Send us your comments and questions, podcast topics, music news, whatever you have. And in the meantime, we'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.